Talking throughout the show about education, how to fix the basics. We're also talking to, we were talking to Equal Education about the demands on government and planning for the future. We were talking to you, student, about linking kids up with bursaries and scholarships and assessing kids. But what about alternatives to mainstream schooling? There's a well-known blogger called Seven who homeschools her 8 children in Fishhook, and she writes about it on the blog www.seven, that's S-E, the number 7en.org.za. And I'm delighted that she joins me on the line now. Hi, Seven. How are you doing?
Hi there. How are you?
Good. You're called Seven, but you have 8 kids.
Yes, I started blogging about 11 years ago, and I only had 7 kids then, and some other name stuck, but since then we had another little one, and it's 8 altogether.
Wow, people listening must think, 8 kids at home, I can barely handle 1 or 2.
Yes, well, that's, it's a lifestyle.
What made you decide to homeschool?
I think for us, we were looking for the best possible education we could give our kids. And when you have a tribe of kids, school fees are off the charts expensive. But we wanted to give our kids a really good all-round education. And we realized that by doing it at home and using resources available, that we could probably do a better job than, you know, sending them to school and, yeah, just can you imagine making lunches for 8 kids in the morning?
No, I can barely make for 3. In fact, I don't. My husband does.
A very good option.
What? I mean, we're going to have to break this conversation for news in a couple of minutes. But before we go to news, you know, when people, let's first talk about the range of ages of your kids.
Okay, so my oldest is 21. He's finished school. He's doing an honors degree. And my youngest is 9, and he's got a way to go. So everything in between.
And each of them, obviously, you know, they have kids, different talents, just different interests, different passions. How do you accommodate all of that?
Well, I think the great thing about homeschooling is there's a lot more time available to your kids. They have a lot more free time because a lot of their time isn't spent, you know, crowd control. It's just they get on with what they're doing. And especially in high school, they've got freedom to follow their passions. They can job shadow. They can get holiday jobs. Even they can volunteer. There's a lot more freedom for them to explore what they're going to end up doing when they finish school.
And you also not only talk about the curriculum, they also have access to online photography courses or doing something?
They do quite, especially as they get older. I don't know, as they get older, the world opens up for them to study online. Some of them go to college classes in the evening. They all go to language classes. There's a lot of stuff available for kids to do and to explore the things they want. You know, if they want to learn French, find French lessons. They don't homeschool in a closet. They're not cut off from the world in any way. They are out there exploring and learning. So it's really been great for them.
Let me, before we quickly catch up with the headlines, bring Karen into the conversation. Karen has called us from Milnerton. Karen, how are you doing?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon.
Do you have a question for Seven?
No, I was just reflecting on emotional intelligence. Because I've been doing some research on emotional intelligence and academic performance, as well as for teenagers. So with the homeschool program, I think there's quite a lot that one can put in with more around how you can incorporate emotional intelligence and intellectual intelligence, because I think the school still focused very much on the academic performance with marks and IQ.
It's more geared towards the testing.
Yes.
Yeah. Rather than the resilience and the EQ. Karen, thanks so much for the call. Seven, how would you respond to that about what you've seen in terms of emotional intelligence of your kids compared to maybe kids who are in a mainstream situation?
I think it's not only emotional intelligence. It's also, you know, being part of the world. A lot of other opportunities we have more time volunteering. They can volunteer and they can do a lot more cross-cultural stuff. they're not just in the same with the same group of kids all day, every day. They get to explore different areas. And I think that that has given them a broader perspective on the world around them and opened them up to realize that there are other people out there with different lives and how to fit in and relate and, you know, contribute.
We're going to be chatting to Seven just after the news headlines, asking her a little bit more about how homeschooling, the curriculum, the boundaries that she has to stick within in terms of the curriculum, just after the break. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking to a well-known blogger called Seven, who homeschools her 8 children, who range in age from 9 to age 21. Seven, thanks so much for your patience. Let's return to our conversation. We did get a question from one listener who asked, do you ever fail your children?
I'm their mum, and homeschooling is about your relationship with your kids. If they haven't done something well enough, then they will redo or relearn. You cannot send your children onwards and upwards. You have to actually have some standards. So, yeah, they have to have done a couple of redos in their life, yes.
But it's a different kind of discipline, obviously, to school. I often question how we discipline kids in schools, you know, write out lines in different colors, or, you know, I had to sand desks in my blazer because I didn't wear my blazer to school. And you kind of...
yes, weeding.
Yeah, all that kind of thing that you wonder. What do you think the misconceptions are about homeschooling?
I think, well, the first one is obviously socialization. People have this idea that my children sit at home all day and they never step out the front door and they've never met anyone. And the second one is they have this idea that homeschooling is school at home. So while your child might be sitting at school and sitting at a desk in a class with kids, my child will be sitting at home at the kitchen table and with a pile of worksheets. And it's not like that. I think, you know, when you're in a classroom with 30 kids, you need to have kids sitting at desks just for chaos control. But at home, it's a lot more one-on-one. My kids learn a lot through playing and exploring their own world. And outings and...
You've got the whole world available to you. You don't need to get a bus. Well, you might need to get a bus with 8 children in order to take them on an outing.
They manage somehow. And, they learn a lot through reading. We read a ton of books.
Do you use
our local library knows us really well.
Do you use screen time at all?
That's interesting. I grew up without a TV, and so I don't really think about ever putting the TV on. And my husband grew up with a TV, and so he does. So different parents have different styles. So they have screen time with their dad and not so much with their mom, which is fine. It's a balance.
Yeah. What kind of a curriculum do you have to stick to with homeschooling?
Every homeschooling family can homeschool in the way that suits them at this stage. What you actually are looking for is some sort of school leavers certificate. You don't want your child to sit at home for 12 years and then leave school with nothing in hand. And so there are many different ways, and you just have to go online and look and see what South African children are doing to finish school, to go on to college or university or whatever. But everyone has to do their own thing. It's their own personal journey. And, yeah, so...
When you made the decision, I mean, it's quite a radical decision to say, my kids are not going to go into schools. Was it something that you and your husband had big discussions about, or was it something that you both knew this is the way you wanted to go?
I think homeschooling is really a lifestyle of learning, and both of us were already thinking along those lines in terms of raising our children, and we realized that, you know, school would really be limiting them considering the whole world that's available to them. It was almost taken away from time that could be spent learning and exploring. And, homeschooling was really always on the cards for us.
what is there a typical, I mean, I'm sure there's not a typical day, but what would a day look like for you guys?
Okay, a day in the life. Let me think about that for 1 second.
You once said it's not, they're not getting up at dawn to milk the cows like Little House in the Prairie.
They are definitely, that is really a homeschooling myth that people have to think. But no, they're not even planting wheat for the bread we bake at lunch. No, there's none of that. It's more like I go to gym in the morning, and when I get home, they're starting to get up. We start our day with breakfast around the breakfast table, and that already we start reading, and we read through a pile of books, and everybody learns together at that stage. We just read together different things, poems, a little bit of history, some facts, and then sort of mid-morning we stop and have a snack, and then I do one-on-one with my kids. So I'll teach one child maths on their level, and then I'll move on to the next child and do their language. And during that time, the other kids are doing their work from when I last taught them. So I'll give them something to do till I see them again. And so I circle through the kids. And usually by lunchtime, we're finished. The afternoon, they're free to play. So, yeah, that's pretty much a school day for us.
There's one listener who writes, Martin writes, what about organized sport in the afternoons?
Most local schools do have sport that homeschoolers can join in. You just need to call the headmaster. As a family, we do a lot of hiking, and our kids all run. We're avid park runners, so that's pretty much their sport. When they were younger, they did play soccer, and they did they joined sporting chants and whatever. But now that they're older, they prefer running, and everybody runs. So that's what we do.
How can people follow your journey?
They can find me on my blog. So, and that's at www.7.org.za.
And the V spelt with the number 7. So it's SE7EN.org.za. Seven, thanks so much for your time this afternoon and for clearing up some misconceptions. a day with you guys sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you so much.
That was Seven. As I said, she's a well-known blogger who homeschools her 8 children. And we had a call a little earlier, and one listener's pointed out that we were speaking to Adi Shub, who is also, she's opening a school in 2020 called Connected Kids, which is about homeschooling and creating mindful and emotionally mature environments for kids to learn to connect to each other. So they have a journey of sharing and are not alone, because this listener says some homeschoolers can feel left out socially as they're not part of a group of children. But I think Seven pointed out that's something you can actively seek. There are enough options out there that parents can tap into in order for their children to still be part of groups and to still be learning and still be socializing with other kids. I'd love to hear your thoughts on what Seven had to say, whether it's something that you've looked at, and how you feel particularly about how your kids are learning at the moment. We're going to be speaking to an amazing professor, Professor Peter Calloway, a little later in the show, just about what we're seeing in terms of the level of anxiety amongst kids, the rise in mental health disorders amongst kids, and whether we keep on, you know, we're working within a system that maybe needs some fundamental shifts in terms of our children's well-being. Join the conversation, 021-446-0567. The WhatsApp line is 072-567-1567. Jeff's on the line from Weinberg. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Melin. I just want to contribute something small. My neighbor, who's retired, took his grandchildren to the Weinberg park to play cricket during about a couple of years ago. And a young couple with their children saw them playing. And they started chatting, and it turned out that this young couple with their 2 children aged 5 and 9, boy and a girl, didn't know what they were playing. So my neighbor had to explain that they were actually playing cricket in the park. Anyway, long story short, is this couple had given up their day jobs at a university, some university in Chicago somewhere. One of them teaching us, and the other one like something else. Anyway, they gave up a year. They gave notice. And they took their children touring the world, starting in Cape Town for a year, and ending up in China. They planned everything. Their mortgage. They gave up their job, hoping that they were highly qualified. By the time they got back from the trip, they had to find work again. But that's what they did, and homeschooled their children for that year. And their starting point was in Cape Town. I don't know where. Yeah, this is 2 years ago. So, but anyway, this is just this actually happened. But so, I don't know if they abandoned their trip or if they finished the work. Mm. But it's really possible.
Jeff, thank you. Unfortunately, that audio on that line was not particularly good. But yeah, I hear about people. The last time I was hosting the show, I also had the Alfino family on, and they've taken their kids out of school for a year and are traveling through South Africa in a 1975 camper van, and are at the moment in Kruger National Park. And I do. It's a dream for me to do that kind of thing with my kids. But look, financially and realistically, it's not going to happen. And I have a huge amount of admiration for moms like Seven who have decided to homeschool and to give their children an education that they believe is more wide-ranging than one that they might get in a mainstream school. Penny, you've asked me to repeat the name of the blog. It is www.seven, that's S-E, the number 7, E-N, .org.za.